Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. An absolutely frenzied night in the political cesspool as we broadcast to you live this Saturday evening, January 16th. It is the political cesspool on AM 1380 WLRM radio here in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, we are going out to the fine AM and FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and on the Internet as well at libertynewsradio.com. And thepoliticalcesspool.org, our official internet headquarters. Joining me now, co-hosting with me for the final hour, the third of 3 hours, my elder statesman and brother-in-arms, a man who has been with this show since nearly its inception, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, man. Like I said, I'm the oldest one of the group and also the best looking.
You almost got it all.
Hey, I've even got hair growing now. I was supposed to take my grandson to get a haircut today, but I had better things to do, man. I went down to the casino for a while just to eat, and they robbed me of a whole $20. But, hey, I heard the other part of the show.
Yeah.
With the, you know, Sam Dix is always one of my favorite guys. And I'll tell you what, I've always, when Sam speaks, I listen. That was really great. And as my other brother, Keith, would say, quite frankly, James, I'm glad to be here.
We're all copying one another tonight in the cesspool. But, Eddie, I know you were particularly excited about this show in the third hour because, as you and I have been planning for a couple of weeks, we really wanted to shine the spotlight on some organizations that people can join and become active in. And there's not a whole lot of them out there that we would endorse on this program. There are a few, and we've talked about them, and we can't mention all of them tonight because we just don't want to mention them in passing and do them a disservice. But the Council of Conservative Citizens is an organization that Eddie and I belong to, as does Bill Rowland and Winston Smith and Keith Alexander. We all belong to the council, and we want you to belong to the council. But there are other organizations that you should take a good look at, too, organizations that are doing the right thing the right way. Eddie, I tell you, Eddie is just an all-star. The Bombardier. He has limitless energy. Not only is he the best-looking and oldest member of the staff, he has the most energy of any of us, and he is involved in a trifecta, a quartet of organizations, and we're going to be looking at the Campaign for Liberty movement tonight, but Eddie is also involved in the Oath Keepers organization, a very fine organization that he'll be able to tell us more about. And what else you got cooking, Eddie?
Well, you know, I've been doing, as you know, James, I've been trying to convert over the people at church, you know, the good Christians there, the Baptists, but I'm getting a little bit of headway, but they are hard-headed, but I'm keeping pounding away. And, you know, I make my own little signs and go out and protest. Give you a little side story here, kind of interest. There's one of the fellow brothers, like we call each other in Baptist church, like you're a Baptist too, James. You know how we all call each other brothers. Well, this guy was, I guess he thought he'd embarrass me in front of the minister before I go to church. He was saying, well, me and my wife were driving down Germantown Parkway, and we saw a guy out there with this sign, and he was kind of up, you know, holding up traffic and stuff. And my wife said, that looks like Eddie. And she said, that is Eddie. Well, they cornered me at church the next day and told me if I had that kind of, you know, time and energy that I should be doing more work for the church. And what was I doing out there with that sign anyway? And to try to quote one of our other founders, I said, well, the question's not what was I doing out there with my sign, but why weren't you out there with yours?
There you
go. Yeah, I do little things like that, James. I was that particular day, I was out, you know, protesting the Federal Reserve, saying down with the Federal Reserve. And, you know, it one man doing it's not going to do much, I'm sure. But it, if nothing else, it makes you feel better. It's a legal way to get out frustration. But, yeah, as you mentioned, James, I'm with Oath Keepers, and I think I'm more proud of that organization than some of the others I've been in. I see there's a tremendous potential in Oath Keepers to protect our nation because, you know, we're working with Oath Keepers. We work with military and police. And you can be former military or active military or, you know, former, same with the police. And we try to educate these people as to the oaths that they took. You know, I took the oaths too. I took two of them. We took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, internal and foreign. And the most dangerous enemies we have going on right now are the internal enemies. But see, nowadays, James, this is what scares, see if this scares you. I saw a Navy SEAL in our last meeting, and he said they're changing the oath to read that they're going to swear to support the President of the United States, no longer the Constitution. What do you think about that, fella?
Well, I mean, at least they're honest. I mean, that's what they've been doing for so long anyway, at least now that they're coming open about it. So I guess that's almost admirable. I don't know.
I mean, but it's like, you know, in Stalin's Soviet Union and you know, in Nazi Germany, they had to swear an oath to support, like, the Germany, the Fuhrer, not the Constitution. You know, the United States is, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir now, but we're supposed to be, you know, a nation, so to speak, of a representative republic, a rule of law, not rule of man. And so if we start supporting, you know, swear allegiance to the death to support the president, well, what if he turns out to be...
Well, that means we have no law. Whatever the president says goes.
That's right. Whatever the president says. But I may be giving too much, time right now to the Oath Keepers because we got a fellow supposed to be coming on for the Campaign for Liberty. But one more thing about the Oath Keepers. Kind of going along with the idea, the Second Amendment was there in the Constitution just in case the other amendments failed, in case the politicians didn't want to, you know, adhere to the Constitution of the United States. They decide they're going to, you know, they're going to do whatever they want to do. Well, the Second Amendment, actually we have our right from God. That's the Constitution and the amendments. They don't give you jack. You know, we get all of our rights from God. And that was the founding fathers. That was their, you know, that was their belief in, you know, Blackstone, who our brother Keith knows all about Blackstone, I'm sure. You know, he was a great, I'll call him a barrister in England. He wasn't even an American, but he was a genius in law, and all of our founders studied him. And but anyway, Blackstone said that any law that was, what's that word I'm looking for, that was repugnant to the Bible, to the Holy Bible, was not law. And so our founders looked at that. But anyway, if the Second Amendment, if the citizens don't have the ability to arm themselves, that, you know, if you can't enforce, if you can't back up a right, an undefended right is a privilege. It's not a right or a privilege. You know, if you can't defend it, you don't have it. So if we can get the military and the police, you know, going with the Oath Keepers theory, if we can get them to keep loyal to their oaths that they took, then we can't have a tyrannical government come in here and take over us because they can't walk over a lot. I mean, God only knows how many veterans we have in this country.
Well, Eddie, and that is what Oath Keepers is about. And we've had some people write into this program, very supportive listeners, saying that they are members of Oath Keepers. They want us to look into it. Eddie did more than look into it. He joined and has had nothing but good things to say about it. The overall mission of the organization is to ensure that elected officials and law enforcement officials uphold the Constitution. End of story. And that's the sole purpose of Oath Keepers, to make sure that these people in positions of authority uphold their sworn duty.
And, you know, right now, at first, I was a little apprehensive. As a matter of fact, I still think this issue I'm going to tell you about should be with the Campaign for Liberty. Oath Keepers right now is involved, as with Campaign for Liberty, in fighting this annexation process that's going on here in Shelby County. They're trying to get a de-annexation law passed through. Keith would know more about that than I do, you know, our resident attorney. But they're trying to get We're having a meeting Monday with the Campaign for Liberty here in Memphis, off of Germantown Parkway. And by the way, if anybody wants to find out about any of this stuff, I'm telling you, it's easy to find out. You can go in on any search engine. You can just type in Campaign for Liberty. They have national organizations, and they have a state organization. We have a West Tennessee organization.
Bombardier, hang on right there. Got to take one of these commercial breaks. You know how that is. But we're thankful for our sponsors. We want everybody to patronize them. But we got to take a break, and we're going to pick it up there with more opportunities for you to become active with organizations we like. Aiden's going to break it down right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. What we're doing here, the last half of the program, is trying to showcase a few organizations that we think you ought to take a look at when it comes time, when you make the decision, when you feel as though the time is right to parlay all of the great education and knowledge you have into proactive and productive activism. Council of Conservative Citizens is one that we're high on. Another is Oath Keepers. You join that organization, and you're going to be working towards making sure that elected officials and people in a law enforcement capacity uphold their sworn duty to protect and defend the Constitution above all other things. And so Oath Keepers is an organization you want to look at. Eddie, you're also involved with another couple of organizations that really kind of cross-pollinate here in the Mid-South, meaning that they are all autonomous organizations, but they cooperate with one another and memberships kind of overlap and they work together. The Campaign for Liberty, and you're also involved in what's the other organization locally?
Well, those are the two primary ones that I'm involved in right now, James, Campaign for Liberty and Oath Keepers. Those are the two biggies. And if our guest had come on, I'm going to say a little bit about the Campaign for Liberty without him. The Campaign for Liberty, whereas the Oath Keepers, where they work with trying to get military and police in, like I said, to round them their constitutional oaths that they took to support the Constitution. Campaign for Liberty, they're mainly strictly political. They're involved in trying to get people in. I've been to several of the meetings. I'm a relatively new member of that. And they have more of an older group, richer group, doctors, the dentists, lawyers, but they're trying to, what they try to do, they, what I've seen, they try, they're trying to educate the people in general to the great threats that are facing the United States right now, James. For instance, let me give you the lady who has really impressed me, very much so, is Mary Hill. She is the director for West Tennessee, Campaign for Liberty. She is the director, and she personally knows Congressman Ron Paul. Matter of fact, I tried to get her to come on the night. She wanted to come on a different night, but she couldn't make it because she's in Atlanta this weekend. And, the national headquarters Campaign for Liberty, they're having some kind of a big meeting down there in Atlanta. And, I couldn't go down there. I would like to have gone. But they mostly, like I say, they concentrate on politicians. As a matter of fact, they recently went to Senator Lamar Alexander's office here in Tennessee. And, I shouldn't say this, but, because they're a great organization, but I told them they were wasting their time because they were going up to talk to one of his campaign, Lamar Alexander's, one of his flunkies. What they do is, I've been through that before. You go to their office with two or three people, and they're real polite, and they tell them, the active group, for instance, you and me. Say, for instance, you and me in the cesspool, we want to go up and talk about reverse discrimination or something. Well, they're very polite, but you'll never hear from them again. That's what the campaign for Liberty. This Mary Hill, I'm telling you about. Now she is a firebrand. She's more like us, James. She is a real firebrand. But what she has done, and I'd like to do this more during the Christmas holidays when everybody was going out caroling and stuff. This is what she did. Her and some other Campaign for Liberty people went to Lamar Alexander's residence. And, and they had signs, Lamar Alexander is a traitor. Lamar Alexander has done this and has done that.
And if anyone doesn't know who Lamar Alexander is, Eddie, to let me interject, he is a senator from Tennessee.
Correct. He's a United States senator. And, matter of fact, see, he, along with the senator with Bob Corker, is that his first name? Corker?
Bob Corker? Bob Corker.
Okay. Well, see, both of those people have failed to sign on to try to audit the Federal Reserve. You know, there's been a great Congressman Ron Paul from Texas has got the ball rolling. And it looks like, I tell you what, they've got the Campaign for Liberty, backing Ron Paul. They've helped Ron Paul a lot, to my understanding, to get this, they've got this legislation. Looks like it's going to go through to audit the Federal Reserve. Now there's a lot of other horrible legislation attached to that, but I mean there's some positives and some negatives with the legislation. But at least if they can audit the Federal Reserve, and if you know what, and if the Congress, even if they turn it down, even if they turn this legislation down, it's hopefully going to wake people's eyes up to the way our politicians are trying to stonewall and protect the Federal Reserve. But I tell you what, James, I'm going to get over to some of the stuff I was going to you and me to talk about. I would like to, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me at the cesspool. But I would like to start a little group of my own, separate from the Oath Keepers and the Campaign for Liberty, where we can become even more active. And what I'm talking about active, I'm talking about taking it to the street. Because you know what, James? I don't believe I've never seen anybody succeed in my lifetime by being really polite with this real polite activism. Like you and I have talked before, licking stamps, like the John Birch Society. And
let's talk about that, Eddie, because this is something that is near and dear to both of our hearts. And of course, what you're talking about is yes, taking to the streets. But not doing anything, dare I say, radical. I mean, we're not talking about anything extra legal, but there have been, in all of my years of activism, which are longer than most, but not as long as some, I've been involved in this movement. I'll be 30 years old this summer. I've been involved since I was about 19. There have been two instances where not only our side won, but we won in overwhelming fashion. And that is when, as you said, Eddie, our people took to the streets. You can take to the streets in an aggressive and organized manner and still not be doing anything that's going to raise the hair of law enforcement. For instance, in 2002, the state of Tennessee, the traitors in Nashville, tried to implement a state income tax here. And it goes without saying, like, almost all the issues, about 90% of the people of Tennessee were in agreement with us that we don't need an income tax. We didn't want an income tax, but they were still going to pass it. Well, it failed. It failed in the 12th hour because a group of concerned, good, red-blooded taxpayers went to Nashville and effectively shut down the Capitol building. I mean, they blockaded streets, honking horns, carrying signs. I'm talking about large number, many thousands of people, and this was a very big story, probably the biggest story in Tennessee politics in the year 2002. They effectively shut down the government in Nashville with their protesting. And this is what we need to do. You know, those same thousands of people could have licked their stamps and begged the politicians not to pass an income tax, and it would have passed because politicians don't pay attention to what you ask for. They pay attention to what you demand, and demanding that there be no income tax by way of protesting, by the way of physically driving up there and shutting down their office, we were able to defeat the income tax. A similar situation here in 2005. The political cesspool shut down the Memphis city government's attempt to rename the Confederate parks by getting a permit, rally at Confederate Park. And we had a great number of people there. It's been well documented. And we were able to stop Al Sharpton from marching. We were able to save the parks. We did it all very legally, very lawfully. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get out of
this place. All right, concluding the thought that I was on right before that last commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, sometimes you just really have to join up organizations and work in unison with a large group of people, and you got to take that action to the streets. You got to take it out there in the form of obviously legal protesting and things of that manner, because if you think that sending a postcard and begging a congressman who is getting lobbied to the tune of millions of dollars by organizations whose interests run contrary to ours, if you think your little postcard or your polite phone call is going to, you know, negate the millions of dollars they're getting from AIPAC or some other organization that wants them to vote, anti-American or unconstitutionally, you're wrong. The only way they're going to respond is if we let our voices be heard in force. And there's more to be said about that, but before we can get into that, I want to turn the program back over to Eddie during this third hour. He's got a special guest on the line. Eddie, back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, James. Hey, Chris, you there, fella? Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Chris. Hey, welcome to the show, fella. I'm sorry we missed you that first half hour. Listen, I'm going to have to go really quick because we burned up a lot of time. I want to just briefly tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris, and give us a brief description of the Campaign for Liberty, what they stand for, if you don't mind.
Well, Campaign for Liberty is basically an organization that wants to stick the ideas of a constitutional government back into the limelight. I mean, if you've noticed, we're kind of a spinoff of the Ron Paul presidential campaign. Ron Paul believes that we shouldn't pass any law that's unconstitutional. And if you look at it, most of the problems we have today, maybe not all of them, but most of them can be solved by adherence to the Constitution. Everything from abortion, all these political views that, you know, the left or the right do or don't believe in, so many can be solved through upholding the Constitution, because majority of these laws are states' rights. And I don't know how you feel about this, but I truly believe in state sovereignty, and the states should be solving most of these problems and not the federal government. We believe the federal government causes more problems than it ever could fix. And what we're trying to do is get active in all the different kind of political groups and basically inject these ideas of the Constitution under, you know, what our forefathers believed.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're preaching to the choir here, Chris, because we are big time state sovereignty advocates. That Ron Paul, I'll tell you what, we are also big fans of Ron Paul in this show too. Matter of fact, Ron Paul is, I was just telling the people before you came on that he's just about got that bill passed through, getting ready to go through the Congress to have the audit of the Federal Reserve. I don't know how successful they're going to be getting it through there because it's attached to a lot of other harmful regulations. But hey, basically, Chris, what are some of the primary concerns? What areas of activism is the Campaign for Liberty involved in right now? Especially in the local area, because, you know, all politics, and I believe, like the guy said earlier tonight, Tip O'Neill said, you know, all politics is local. So, you know, locally, what has the Campaign for Liberty been involved in specifically in Tennessee, in West Tennessee?
Well, in West Tennessee, right now, we're getting involved in the no consolidation effort, and this is an issue that touches Democrats and Republicans. There's actually support in both camps, and there's a lot of different groups getting involved in it. It's an amendment. By the way, people can go visit if they're interested in no consolidation in Shelby County. They can either go to our site, which is www.c4lmemphis. That's the number four, the letter L, Memphis.com, or they can go to dnxmemphis.com, and they can find out more about it. Right now, that's really what we're putting everything, all of our efforts into, right now, is the, issue of, no consolidation in Shelby County. They can go and look at the proposed amendment. If they like it, then they can sign off on the petition and, get it sent in. But we're also wanting to get involved in a lot of the other groups. Like, we've been to a lot of Tea Party, demonstrations, and, we've been handing out pamphlets, trying to talk to people, because a lot of the Republican and Democrat ideas, they're always statist. If you look at the Republicans and Democrats, right now they're arguing over socialism and health care. Well, we did a whole meeting one time here a couple months ago, and we showed a video. It's actually on our website, c4lmemphis.com. And you can go on there and you go back a few months ago. You can actually watch the video. We basically described that we already have a socialist health care system. After 1965, the government has been in bed with the AMA and other corporations, and we no longer have a free market healthcare system right now. But, you know, we see things a lot of times strictly in the lens of the Constitution. I saw a good video by Judge Napolitano. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he did a video on healthcare is a good, not a right. And if you go to YouTube and Google that, it's really good. He explains that, you know, you can't just walk up and say, I have a right to have a flat-screen television because it's a good and not a right. I find it very interesting that we so often negate rights such as the Second Amendment, which really, really upsets me, the Second Amendment does. But then we'll turn around and give these silly arguments like health care is a right. But I mean, we're trying to look at everything and teach people to look in a constitutional lens at everything, regardless of what the issue is. So many conservatives say that they want to stop abortion, yet they try to go in the federal realm to do this, when really it's a states' rights issue. Now, there's a little bit of disagreement in the different, you know, groups, but I see it all in a constitutional lens, and I believe we can solve so many problems through doing that. But locally, we're getting involved in the no consolidation effort. We've been attending lots of different groups, tea parties, and different political campaigns, trying to inject our ideas into the campaign and trying to get everything, all of our political leaders and local leaders, to view things in the eyes of the Constitution. We now have a Tennessee charter, and so that's really given us a lot more power. We had a meeting in Nashville here a couple months ago, and they specifically told us that they wanted us to start getting involved more in local issues. Here in a couple months, which this is going to be a bombshell, we're getting involved in an issue about the the surveillance grid that they're setting up here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Right, I've heard about that.
Right now, they have cameras on all these major intersections. I'm not talking about the traffic light cameras. I'm talking about cameras that can see your face. Now you're seeing police cars roll around with these cameras mounted on top. And what they do is they constantly scan license plates. And what they do is everything they view, everything they see on the cameras, any suspicious behavior, not only is it tracked internally, and all people are tracked internally inside Memphis, but they upload it to a thing that are called a Tennessee Fusion Center. And from there, they upload all this information all the way to the CIA, Department of Homeland Security. So they're really making this big control surveillance grid, and we'll be taking that on here in a few months. Let's say that they took somebody like James Edwards and they didn't like him. Well, they could easily track and trace him throughout the city, and they could keep tabs on the FBI could through local police. And if you look at it, that's kind of scary technology, you know, Big Brother type stuff. And so we're definitely against stuff like that. We're more for personal liberty. And that's what we've been, some of the stuff we've been doing locally. You can go to our website and check out some of the other stuff we're doing, probably some of it I probably shouldn't talk about right now. Well, I will bring up one issue. Did you know that they have, this is another issue we'll be starting after no consolidation. Are you familiar with it that they have two nuclear waste facilities, dumping facilities here in Memphis?
You had mentioned that to me the other day when we talked, Chris, and I was totally unaware of that. But go ahead. Hey, talk about that a little bit, and then
actually,
I'm going to ask you another question.
Actually, Chris, to interject and not to cut you off, if you don't mind, just pushing pause right there. Very interested about what you're going to say. We do have to take this short time out, and then we'll return with the final segment of tonight's live broadcast. I really appreciate the hour here that Eddie's prepared for us, and we're trying to let people know of organizations to which they can belong that are out there producing good fruit. So Chris from the Campaign for Liberty will be back with us right after these words to tell us more. So stay tuned, and we'll conclude the show right after this.
We've been working hard, babe.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
If I didn't tell him, I didn't. Welcome back. To get on the Political Cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Every show goes by quickly. Tonight's program has been an absolute blur. It feels as though I was just starting the show with Sam Dixon and Keith Alexander. Tonight's show, absolutely just gone in the flash of an eye. But that being said, we've got a couple of waning moments left, and I'd like to turn it back over to Eddie Miller and our guest. Eddie?
Well, all righty. Thanks a lot, James. Well, Chris, we're just about to wind down, run out of time, so I guess what I'll do is tell you to I don't want you to forget to give the website again to our organization, Campaign for Liberty. But this issue you brought up about waste, you know, this dangerous toxic waste dumps, that doesn't just affect Memphis. That is a problem all over the United States and even offshore. But quickly as you can, tell us about the waste dumps here in Memphis.
Well, there's two nuclear facilities. By the way, people can find out more about this. Just go to our website at c4lmemphis.com. But there's basically two nuclear waste facilities. One is called Energy Solutions, and the other one, it was a company called Race. They were bought out by a Swedish company called Studsvik, and they're both located downtown, and they bring in plutonium, uranium, and lots of other highly toxic nuclear materials. We found out a lot about it, and we posted our website. We'd like to, here in the near soon future, get involved in this issue. But right now we just put it out there for people to digest. But basically they're bringing this massive amounts of nuclear radioactive waste, and a lot of people don't know about it, so we're trying to get the word out. And it's not a political issue. It affects us all, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, whatever you may be. So we're trying to get
that right. And, you know, and Chris, I'd like to interject one more time. You know, even though we're talking about Memphis and West Tennessee, the Campaign for Liberty is a national organization. And like Chris said, it was, I believe, started by Ron Paul, because, you know, the big boys in the Republican Party would not give Ron Paul a platform to speak in the Iowa caucus, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yes. I mean, if you looked at it, it's really amazing, because back during the presidential primaries, I remember Ron Paul was saying that if we don't address the wars and all these other issues and all the terrorism and warmongering they were doing at the time, if they didn't start talking, the dollar was going to collapse. And now it seems the dollar is collapsing. And it's really amazing. They were laughing him off stage when he was saying it. And I found that just really hypocritical party.
It's not funny at all because even though they were, you're absolutely right, they were laughing and making fun of him, but it's not funny at all. It's affecting all of us. Well, people, one more time, hey, Chris, and they can also get through, you know, anybody that wants to get to find out more about the Campaign for Liberty, you can also, Chris, how's the best way to find out about the national website? Can they get through it with the Campaign for Liberty of West Tennessee? Tell them how to do that.
Well, the national site is campaignforliberty.com. And just spell it out. The local group, the Campaign for Liberty of West Tennessee, is C4L Memphis.com. C4L Memphis.com.
Well, look, Chris, we've just about run out of time, my fellow member, and it's been a delight. I would love to get you on for another half hour segment if you could make it. You or our other coordinator, Mary Hill, I believe. But it's been a pleasure having you on, and I really appreciate you coming on tonight. And that goes for all the other Cesspool members too. We have a lot of respect for your organization. I have a lot of respect for what you've done. So with that said, I guess we'll try to get in touch with you later, Chris. And thanks a lot again for coming on, fella.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, Eddie, another great guest, another fine organization that our listening audience should look into. We've given you a couple of examples tonight of groups that we think you ought to join or at least strongly consider joining: the Council of Conservative Citizens, Oath Keepers, Campaign for Liberty, and there are others, European Americans United. There are a few out there that we would endorse, but not many. And so we encourage you to look into those organizations. And remember, take your activism to the streets. There are many ways that you can lawfully and legally let your voice be heard in a way that it won't get laughed at. You go into one of these offices and you're begging your senator, who's being lobbied, as I said before, to the tune of millions of dollars by special interest PACs, and they laugh at you when you leave, and they tear up any information you might have left them. The only way to do it is the way we've done it, the way that the taxpayers of Tennessee did it in 2002. And I've got to say this as clearly as I can. You've got to make sure everything you do is to the letter of the law. You've got to dot every I and cross every T. The government, the media, are looking for anything they can possibly pin on a conservative activist to get them taken out of the game. And that being said, expect the exact opposite from our enemies. Our enemies do not play by the same rules that we're forced to play by. They will break every rule. They will break every law. They will advocate violence. They will carry out violence. I have been a part of conferences that have been threatened. The same organizations who tout peace and tolerance have called in bomb threats to hotels that I've been giving speeches at.
Yes,
they have threatened to murder hotel managers and kill their family if they don't cancel speaking engagements that I'm appearing at. I have had women pretend to be fans of this show and throw themselves at me in a way to get me to say something that they could put in a publication. The only way I found out that this was occurring was that I come to read an article attacking me some weeks later, and it's the same girl that was posing as a fan and being flirtatious weeks before. They have no morals, and they will. There is no depth to which they will not sink below in order to try to undermine us, to intimidate us. But we cannot stoop to their levels because we'll get called on it. The laws will be enforced against us. So we've got to keep our noses clean and then expect the very worst in return from those that we're trying to fight on the in the court of public opinion. Eddie?
James, I could not agree more with what you said. And, you know, I admire so. I wished I'd have been in the organizations when you and the political cesspool single-handedly defended Confederate Park here in Memphis, Tennessee.
That was just a couple of months before you came on.
Sure, but I mean, it was like you're fighting the odds. I mean, like the Battle of Stalingrad. You know, I mean, that was one battle, my man. And the political cesspool and some of the guys in CFCC single-handedly defended Confederate Park. And if you could see the part of Memphis, Confederate Park is located in, you want an M1 Abrams to go down there now. But I can't, you know what, what you gotta do when you, and I'm all for, I want to get in the streets, just like you point out another great example, when the state of Tennessee, the citizens shut down the Capitol here in Tennessee. They did it legally. They did it through their First Amendment rights of free speech. They shut that Capitol down. The politicians up there, they were having to bring them out of there. We had a representative here in the state of Tennessee, I mean here in Memphis, in Shelby County, who they thought he had a heart attack. These guys were passing out up there from like having panic attacks because they were afraid the citizens were going to come in there, you know, with pitchforks. But that's what we're going to have to do. Like James said, licking stamps and begging these sorry, rotten politicians for your rights. It's never worked. It's not going to work now. We're going to, I tell you what, like when the C4L went up here to beg Lamar Alexander for the rights a few months ago, I said, you guys, that's admirable, but it's not going to work. We're going to have to get in the street. I tell you what, he will pay attention. He'll pay attention when he can't get in and out of his home and in and out of the federal building because people are out there jeering with signs and things like that. But you've got, just like James said, you've got to always be on guard. There's always going to be provocateurs out there, agent provocateurs that are going to incite you to violence. They're going to say, let's go burn a house down. Let's go blow up a federal building. Well, anytime somebody says something like that, you know automatically they're an agent. They're an FBI agent. They're a CIA agent. They're, you know, some cop with the, you know, with the, in your county sheriff cop, trying to incite violence, trying to get any excuse they can on you to arrest you.
Well, that's exactly right, Eddie. Exactly right. No violence whatsoever. No advocation of violence. No physical manifestation of violence. Leave that to the leftists. You can count that that'll come from them.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to do it. And listen, you know, licking stamps ain't going to get the job done. Begging these corrupt politicians to give us, to allow us our rights isn't going to get the job done. You got to take action in the streets lawfully. But even in doing that, you need to join organizations and do it in force. Doing it, like you said, it's therapeutic to do a one-man protest, but it's not very effective. You got to join organizations, then work the right way to get certain results, and there's strength in numbers. I mean, this is just common sense. And we've given you a few organizations that we feel as though can produce results and have a track record of good, honest, clean activism, and that's the kind of stuff we want you to be a part of. And above all, you know, support this radio program. This
that's
radio
right.
show is kind of the
program.
Nexus of it all. We need you to support us. Ed, man, I tell you, buddy, we are flat out of time. We got to have you back on to talk more about this because this is really what this show's all about, is to get results. And we got to have you back on, Ed, next week to talk more about effective activism.
Love to
but
do it.
With that being said, we just don't have any more time. I'm James Edwards for my co-hosts Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, and Winston Smith. Remember to live life the way we do, ladies and gentlemen, without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you. God keep you until we're back with you next week. Jared Taylor of American Renaissance will be our guest. We'll see you next Saturday. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.